time that you are, it is a new year, you know, that month or two that's before coming up, you need to be in preparation mode to allow it to happen in order to receive it. You can't, it's not just going to magically fall to the sky and happen. And when you think that way, that's usually the people who get real upset and left feeling that way because they didn't achieve what they wanted to do. And part of it is because they didn't do a preparation phase before they went into actually doing it. So, again, make sure you prepare yourself to be able to make it happen, or don't even come out and say that. It just wastes so much time even hearing when people just say it just to be saying it. All right, so as far as other stuff going on, man, yes, and I will make sure I definitely get this out over on Maxer, and I will be sure to be on the lookout for me sharing that on the social networks too in case you missed the link and whatnot. We actually happen to wear on Maxer for Human Cameras Magazine. You can go there. You can actually get a free subscription when you buy a full-year subscription. So buy one, get one. You buy a one-year subscription, and you get a one-year subscription free. Simple as that. You can't ask for nothing better than that, man. It's a great deal. And as you say, a lot of people are saying they're preparing for the new year. That prepares you for the new year. You already have your issue ready to go. You have your issues for the upcoming year ready to go and whatnot. And actually, if you do the math, if you buy your subscription now, you actually have the December one, and you'd be good all the way until next December. Then that free one will take care of you for another year. So definitely be a part of Magic. It's definitely something you don't want to miss. So check it out. And, yeah, it's going down. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go into our music break. We come back. We'll be getting ready to chop it up with Nikita Model right here on Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. We're going to start it off with, let's start it off with Amisha Maserati.
Hold up, shot. shouted. What the hell you tripping for? You knew when we started this what was up, and now you want more. I mean, ain't no death for you when things get hard and when it's straight. You must shout it right. I take care of shit when you can't, and not do damn well. Late night drilling. Think I should get paid, but to my life you mean more than me.
Just a late night late.
We kick it tougher than closest home.
Always real and never phone.
Even my niggas be looking at me like
you tripping, homie.
Light up the sticky for me. Uncap this Henny for me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's really on my mind if you let me, honey. Don't wanna see you go cause you made me just
feel so
good. But my people need me and need to be there for them like I should. But be honest, don't you like it when I
touch right there
and kiss right here and rub that there?
Yeah.
And don't it make you feel like right?
Yeah.
Really shouldn't have to explain. Get with it, take those off and come hit me, yeah, dig.
Work. something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust the move. Girl, I gotta take that right route. Like a receiver, intentions to bag the diva. Oh man, staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a towel.
Hot music break, man. All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sunny J, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. All right, so I'm going over the line for a very special guest we got for today's show. Welcome to the show, first time. I'm all the way in Alabama. Welcome to the show, my girl, Nakia the Model. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Hey, Sunny.
Yeah, so I had to do it. Alabama.
So funny.
I'm mad. You know what? Your state is on my hate list right now.
Really?
I'm gonna tell you
it's
why.
It's on my state for real.
Yes, because y'all are number one in the college football playoffs, and TCU didn't make it in, so I'm feeling some type of way. I have to get over it. had to get over it. But we're glad to have you on the show. No, you've been doing a lot. You had several name changes since I first last talked to you.
glad
to have you on the show, man. Just seeing you making a lot of progress and whatnot.
Very much so.
So yes, first of all, well, everybody knows you from Alabama now that it went in about you. let everybody know. Oh, first of all, what made you come up with the name Nakia the Model?
I came up with that name because at first it was Exotic Nakia, you know, because I used to be a stripper in Tampa. And I came up with Nakia the Model because, you know, I love the name Nakia, so I stuck with it. And then I'm a model, so it just fit, and it was perfect. So that's how.
Okay. Going on from there, because, you know, what even made you go into modeling in the first place? Because everyone has a different crossroads of where, like, they know what they want to do, but then they don't know what they want to do, and then they get serious about it. What made you first time even decide to go into modeling, and what made you be so serious about it now?
Okay, first off, being in modeling, basically, you know, it's, of course, I was into the energy drink, and that's what made me become a model at first. And being on your website, The Spot, which is amazing, I was on it, and I met Sean from there. But as far as me taking it seriously, I just really wanted to be a model. So, you know, I started doing everything I could possibly to be noticed and getting out there myself and doing a lot of websites and stuff to be known. But I really like it, you know, and I've been doing it for about almost 4 years now. So it's really interesting to me, and I want to keep doing it. But what inspired me to do it the most is how talented most of these beautiful women in the modeling game is. And I was like, oh, I really want to be like that. So it really inspired me.
Definitely. It's crazy because I remember when I first ran into you, you actually had selfies up. Yeah, like she was a selfie queen. This woman was a selfie queen. She was taking a selfie left and right, selfie here. And I mean, a lot of times you can always tell. Well, I won't say always. I put an asterisk next to that. You can tell potential someone has from a selfie, or as it's really, as we call it in the industry, a Polaroid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you actually, you know, you had a lot of, when you first started, you had that, and then saw pictures, you had something that was all right, and then it just started getting better. It is interesting because we watch you grow not only with your pictures getting better, but we watch you grow as far as, ironically, not growing, but, you know, changing, like losing weight and whatnot.
Yeah, losing weight, major weight. I mean, I've done a lot.
Well, what was the turning point for you that that led you to kind of start losing weight? Because a lot of people, as you know, Nakia, New Year's is coming right around the corner. It's a few weeks away. And what do people do every year? New Year, new me. They do that every year. We got to deal with it for at least the whole first month of the year. So, you know, what made you be one of those people that didn't just say New Year, new me? You actually stuck with it, and then you started losing the weight and whatever. And also, as I know now, you're a vegetarian.
Yes, I am. I am a vegetarian. And what made me want to lose weight, you know how people say, they'd be like, oh, well, I want to lose weight, and they don't get off their butts and do it. It's like you can say it all day, but you got to put it in your mind and motivate yourself to want to do it and be looking good as a model. And I'm going to be honest with you. We was talking about this yesterday. Matter of fact, we were saying if you're a BBW model and you tell yourself that, you know, you don't have to lose weight because you have a beautiful face, no, let me tell you, that's all wrong. You have to lose weight no matter what you do in the industry. It's going to happen eventually, so just be looking forward to it because it's really tough. And I do a lot of workouts. I do workouts like 3 times a day. I eat very healthy. I keep on my water. You know, I do my booty squats. I do a lot of stuff. And to be real, it's really hard, you know, to Tai Bo, cardio, kickboxing. I do lifting weights. I do, like, yoga. I do it all, you know what I'm saying, every day for, like, 3 times a day. And it's really hard, but if you're really motivated to be a model like I am, you really will do it. And like I said, I've lost a lot of weight, and I used to be 220 pounds, so I know how it feels to be a big woman in the modeling game, and it's not easy. It's not fun because people joke on you. And I decided to put this last year as myself. If I can do it, anybody else can do it. And it's out there for you to do it. And, you know, just got to get off that couch and quit eating all them dairy cakes. And, you know, do a strict diet or whatever. If you don't like strict diets like me, try eating baked foods, baked meats. Like, I had to get used to eating baked foods before I strictly went for vegetables. But I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I slip up and eat a little meat, you know. But I'm not a full veggie, full pledge yet. But I am a vegetarian when it comes to vegetables. I love my vegetables. So, yeah, like I said, at the end of the day, you got to lose weight in the modeling game. And I did it, and I'm successful, and I'm happy with what I am. And I'm still losing weight, so it's all good.
Well, it's definitely. It's great to see that because, like you said, bad people, man, they get real nasty and ugly. Like, I mean, I've seen people who. It's not that they're fat or whatever. That people take bad pictures. This is how they because I've seen like you see a selfie of someone. I'm sorry. There's like Photoshop, mobile, and all that. It can change people, but it ain't that dang good. Where it's a model I've seen. She's really slim, but for some reason, this photographer that she shoots with does not shoot her good, and it always makes her look big. I'm like. What the hell? This is a slim model. What are you doing?
What kind of camera do you have? A digital Debbie cake camera? No, he's got
it. Right. Is it like magic? You know how they said the camera puts on 10 pounds? I don't know what the heck this camera does. That's like ridiculous.
Thank you. That's the problem that I'm telling you. Ladies, you have to lose weight because the camera does put on an extra 20, 30 pounds at the most. And I'm going to be honest, when I first did my first photo shoot with the Mix Show and them, I was like, oh, my God, Eric, why do I look so big? And he's like, it puts on 20, 30, whatever, 10 pounds at the most. So, of course, you're going to look bigger than your pictures. And I'm going to be honest, when I finally did it this year, I was so excited because I was so slim. And I was like, oh, my God. So you definitely have to lose weight. It's an all-time goal. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, modeling is not easy either. People think, oh, well, I could just take a selfie and take pictures all day. No, modeling is where you have to lift your chin up, where if you have, like, a double chin, you have to make sure your chin is lifted up. I'm just being real. You know, Sadie, that's real. You have to lift your chin up because if you ratchet down, you're not going to have a neck and you look like a hellish chicken cut off with your neck. And you have to have your chin up where you're, you know, it's not showing nothing. You have to smile. You have to hold in your stomach, no matter if you're skinny or not. Hold it in if you're a thick girl because I'm still kind of thick. You have to hold it in, you feel me, to make you look skinny. And you have to do all kind of different positions and smile and wave. I mean, it's so hard. It's to the point where you just want to give up and pull your hair out, but it's going to be great because at the end of the day, you look flawless, you look beautiful, you look good. And I tell myself every day I look good, I'm flawless and beautiful. That's why I say it on Facebook. I know people get tired of it, but that's just me. I love myself now, and I'm not going nowhere. So, that's, you know, that's all it boils down to.
And I agree with you. I tell people this all the time because, like you said, every time people, they think that it's all about, oh, I'm sexy, so I can go take a picture. But they don't realize modeling takes a lot more skill than it looks like. And it takes a lot more, how can I put it, energy. Because, like you said, you have to keep getting, not only is it keep doing different poses, you have to hold a pose for a long time. And,
if you mess up, you
got to
start
part.
Over. Yep. Yeah. If you mess up, I've done it before. And then one guy finally told me, you're a boring-ass model. Because you do the same poses. You know, that was like a couple months ago. So I had to literally buy a modeling book and do different poses just to get this, like, photographer to keep, like, photo shooting me and shit. And I'm like, man, this is crazy.
And we got some feedback in the show, actually. I wanted to share. First off, Renato Creative. I'm shout out to a great photographer over here in North Carolina. He said that he wanted to let you know that he's giving you props. He's liking what you're saying a lot of enlightening things. And one thing he was throwing in there that he knows is that helps some models as far as how to slim them up is wearing black. Like black, and that's just been the case, period. Even when
black is my all time favorite color, it's always been my favorite color. If you see me, Seti, you see all my pictures on Facebook is mostly black. Like the picture I showed everybody on Facebook today, all black.
Yes, you always have black with a highlight or something that with some bright highlight or something in your clothes, your hair, or something that to kind of
make it set off. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now when you take a picture and you photo shoot, you got to be like that.
They be doing too much. They were like, here comes the man in black. I'm like, I need y'all to add a little color. Add a splash.
No,
man,
that's one thing you have to do. You have to add color to your picture. Because let me tell you, now I'm going to be honest with you. I did all black. Do you see my black heels and my swag booty shorts and the little black shirt I had on? I did
but
all black
hair,
heels.
Though, your hair offsets you, though. Your hair gives you that offsetting. Yes.
A lot of people say, you wear so many color hairs. I'm like, yeah, that's because it makes me look good.
I think more so, you're probably more leaning towards an alternative side of modeling. Just looking at a lot of your work and just looking at how your look is, that's probably more so why you're addicted to colors, because you have tattoos, and you like to do different hair colors and styles, so... That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
You're more so alternative model.
And, no, I'm going to be honest with
you.
I just recently got tattoos. Well, actually, I've had Boss Mrs. tatted on my arm forever because, it stands for a great thing in my life. But I have 5 tattoos now, and I'm working on my other one on my thigh, which is going to be 6, and that's going to be next week. It's got Savage Chick on it. So, like I said, I have 6 tattoos, and I'm about to get my belly button pierced again. And I'm thinking about getting a nose ring. So I'm going to be very alternative of modeling.
Here's my question. How does it feel when you're getting tattoos? Because everyone keeps getting on me. They keep saying, how do you own Human Canvas Magazine, but you have no tattoos? I always like tattoos and body paint and everything that has to do with body art. I just haven't, except for the fake one I got last year, the body painted on me. As Santa Claus, that's about it.
I'm be honest with you, Seti, being getting tattoos because my homegirl, she did the heart burger on my titty the other on Thanksgiving, and I cried like a baby for so many hours. Like my titty was so sore, and it just kept on like wanting to bleed. And I'm like, oh my god, she's gonna kill me. And that was her first time ever doing tattoos, so it was like, oh my god. And so it got to the point where I was like, can you please stop? Because you're hurting me. And she finally got done. Now, the coloring part of tattooing really hurts. Like, that's the heartbreaker right there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, it is. And then she did my thigh with Savage Chick on it with the paw prints, and that's really going to hurt when she starts to finish that up.
Yeah, you have fun with that.
I know, right?
I don't know, maybe someday I'll surprise the heck out of people and go, what?
I want to tell a lot of models that it's okay to be BBW, you feel me? Because for a while I loved myself, you know what I'm saying, being as big as I was. But then it was to the point where I just felt bad, you know what I'm saying? You feel real insecure when you see a lot of small people. Now, I'm going to tell you what the breaking point was. Going to Cali, because, I'm going to go and put it out there. I've been to Florida, I've been to Texas, I've been to Washington, North Carolina, I've been to New York, I've been everywhere, and I told everybody before, I've been on the Bill Cunningham Show. I've done a lot in my life, so seeing a lot of skinny models in California, it made me pissed to the point where I was like, I'm going to do this. So I went to LA Fitness, and that's where I mainly lost all my weight when I came back from Cali, and I'm very proud of myself. So like I said, it's okay to be a big model, but at the end of the day, baby, you got to swim up like Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. You got to look good. You got to get surgery done, or you got to do something to make yourself stand out, and you got to be different. You don't want to be like the rest of these people. You
I'm throwing a knife at you for the surgery one. Boo.
Well, this is being real, baby. They love plastic.
Yeah, you know, some of these girls, they get that booty pop. As I like to call it, they go and magically, tomorrow they magically have an ass.
I can name a couple of them that have asses right now on rapping, but we're not going to name any names. But, you know, I saw a lot of them, and I'm like, really? You got ass surgery? Like, come on. I mean, I could have had a $5,000, basically a $5,000 Brazilian butt lift in Florida. I'm not going to lie. My manager, Miss Envy, was going to get me done surgery with an ass, but, you know, I decided not to because it was very dangerous. So it was like, no. I decided to have my kids, my babies.
At the end of the day, it's about being natural. Like, you know, F with people, like you said earlier, F what people got to say. And just keep doing what you do, man, regardless of what they – because a lot of people, they always – they're going to count you down whenever. It doesn't matter. You can be – you can lose the weight, and then you can still have haters. They're going to still be there, regardless.
And they're still here for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a witness on that because there's a lot of people that hated me, and now they love me, and they still talk behind my back. Oh, first it was, she's a big, you know, nasty-ass person. Now it's like, she's a skinny, anorexic, you know – just bulimic bitch. So it's like, you're not gonna win. You can't win for losing. So that's basically what it boils down to. And now I had this one dude like write me on Facebook all the time talking about some, you're a mutt. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I'm a mutt. You know, I'm mixed with so much stuff, but it's okay. At the end of the day, I'm a beautiful mutt, so it's all good.
That's after. Before social media, we just had bullying where people just looked at every day in the face. Now we get people, they get bold as heck and want to come in your comments. Yeah.
I love it, though. You know, I love bad publicity. Bad publicity is the best publicity. Haters are my motivators. They make me who I am today. Matter of fact, they made me who I am right now.
And sometimes, here's the interesting thing. I mean, the reason why I don't even say haters really sometimes, because sometimes the people, like you said, the people that look you right in the face every day, and hey, how you doing? They the same people who are like, he ain't gonna do that. Like, it's just so funny. People's like, you know, as far as guests I've had in this show, people say, oh, you ain't gonna have that person on your show. Bam, proved them wrong on that. Some people say, hey, you want to reach a million. I reached a million way faster than I thought I was going to reach it. And then not only did I reach a million, but I ended up getting 2 million before the year was up, before that year was up where I was trying to hit a million. And we're almost at 4 million, so.
Wow, that is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Like,
you're welcome.
No matter what people want to say, they cannot take it from me. As long as you don't let that negative energy stop you, and keep it going. And I think that's what just looking from the outside in, it seems like that's what's happened with you with losing weight is you continuously, you allow them to motivate
people
you.
Show that
not
I wasn't playing.
Yes.
You know, it's better to show people instead of tell them.
It is weird. I think sometimes God puts some people in your life on purpose to do that because he wants to push you through a test to see if you can handle it so that you can be able to tell the story later.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It is.
I
have a lot of people telling me that, you're Illuminati because you lost so much weight. You know, one dude actually posted on my timeline a while ago. And I said I didn't, you know, have a different belief, and he was like, you're Illuminati. I was like, okay, whatever.
I'm done. But where's my crickets for him? Yeah, that's what we get from people like that start acting the fool for no reason.
That's so cute.
We gave our Cricket of the Day awards, and that dude has got the Cricket of the Day award.
Thank you. That is so what I was thinking. Like, okay.
He gets the Cricket award for the day.
That's amazing.
All right. So as far as like, what's like a dream shoot for you that you always want to do? Because everyone has like that shoot. Like, I want to wear this. I want the scenery look like this and everything. Like, what's like?
Oh, I'm
going to
tell you. I'm going to tell you. I have it in my head already. I have the perfect photo shoot.
Hold on. Before you say it, y'all, don't be trying to steal her idea.
Right. Thank you. Don't, because I'll come after you and I'll haunt you. No, I'm joking. The perfect photo shoot, and I'm bisexual, so it's all good. You feel me? I love females, and that's just what it is. So the perfect photo shoot, and I have two of them, would be, since I'm a sex artist, you know, and we're going to get to the other stuff later, but, you know, I want to have, like, this swimming pool that's really big, and me and this one fine-ass girl, you know what I'm saying, in a swimming pool, and we kissing, and then, like, chocolate sauce all over us and just rubbing on each other, you know what I'm saying, just real sexy, and, you know, just go to the shower and just, you know, make all types of sexy stuff with our boobies and on the glass and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. Like, that is so hot. It's just exotic.
Okay, it is Wednesday too, so people like, you know, because we got a hump day after this, like in more ways of word, kind of being funny, play on words. And like, people are like, wow, that's good content for Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
I'm ready. That's where they go be extra thirsty now. They're going to be all your
Now, for the man, I would want a photo shoot where he has his dick between my titties. And, you know, I'm like, got my tongue at the tip of his head. And, like, it's like a banana. You know what I'm saying? Like a banana sundae or something. Like a chocolate sundae. Like, you know, just banana. But it's going to be like that. And then, like, you know, have the whipped topping on top of it, you know, and just me kind of winking at the camera. I mean, just, I got so many great ideas. It's amazing. Like, you wouldn't understand.
I know. Like, people are like, the airway just got, like, extra hot. I got to... They sit there like, what just happened?
Yeah, right, you know, so I'm a sex artist.
I'm gonna play. We're gonna play a little game. And it's gonna be, I'm trying to think which one I want to play. All right, so I'm gonna name a few situations, and you gotta tell me how you react to them.
Okay.
So here we go. So situation one. All right, some guy walk up to you, and he's like, hey, little mama, what's good, little mama? What's good with you? So a dude walks up to you, what are you saying? How are you going to act?
If he walks to me up like that, I'm going to be like, you a thirsty-ass nigga, swerve. You feel me? That's just how I feel. I'm not going to be interested. I'm just going to turn him down with that swerve.
all right, but then you got them ones that's all persistent. So you tell him that, and then he goes, Hey, why you tripping like that, Mom? I'm just trying to get your number. That's all I'm trying to do. You ain't going to let me get your number, huh?
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk away real, real slow.
And that's what they say, that phrase that they always say, your ass ugly anyway.
I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to keep walking my ugly ass away, too. Watch my ass walk away, ugly as hell.
Then you get the ones that get real persistent, even after you walk away, and they talk about that crap that you ugly anyway. No, man, bro, I'm just playing with you. You know
God,
I'm a stripper, right? You know.
I'm going to be like, watch my ass, ugly ass, walk away.
<That's really simple. laughs> They be tripping me up.
Yeah, I know that's true.
The thing is, as a guy, you do have to have be a little assertive when you walk up to a woman, but you can tell off the vibe if it's gonna be, if she's gonna be at least treat you with some respect,
right?
And then,
okay,
and if
we
she,
can tell
and
the
if
same
she
way
turn
with
you
dude,
down,
you feel me?
Don't be freaking tripping, like don't be sitting there like, oh man, like oh. You're saying she's ugly or hate. Obviously, you think she was ugly, and you have walked up to her.
Sadie, let me tell you something. I get that shit every day on Facebook. I'm going to be honest. Dudes do that to me every day. They be like, oh, well, Ma, let me holler at you. I be like, hell no, I'm good. I'm taken, or either I'm single, I don't want no nigga, you feel me? And they be like, oh, well, fuck you, bitch. You ugly dog ass. Your pussy stuff. You know, stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? You just mad because I won't let you fuck. You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm beautiful enough to know that you just mad because I won't let you hit this fat-ass pussy. So it's all good, baby. Don't get upset.
So, wow. Okay, so I'm going to throw another answer at you. Let me think.
Okay.
Okay, so a cop pulls you over.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you know I was going to throw in recent time. I had to throw this one out.
Yeah,
cop
you
pulls
did.
You over, and And this is exactly how he comes up to you. He knocks on the window. Get out the fucking car. That's what he tells you. Exactly like that.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you going to react to that? And he has his gun pointed at you, by the way, as he says it.
I'm like, oh, my God, officer, what did I do? And I'm going to lift my head. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I'm telling you, man. Yeah, that's when you start changing the voice. I mean, some people are like, they want to act like they hard and all that, and they're going to be hard every time. I mean, everybody's not going to be hard. Keep it real. I got pulled over a few times, and they never had a gun at me. But it's got to the point where if as a black person,
yeah,
every time you get to dealing with the police, you know, I mean, it's become a learned behavior that you have to learn how to speak to the police, and you got to put on this extra fake-ass voice and extra fake-ass personality that's not you. Like
right.
Pretending like, oh, how are you doing today, sir? Today's a really good day. I'm doing good.
Let me stop you on that note because I'm going to tell you something right now. My mom has been telling me they're going to start material law. Now, if they start that and they be like, get down or lay down, they're going to have to shoot shit out of me because I'm not going to get down for nobody. I don't do that. They're going to have to shoot the hell out of me. That's just, I don't obey to nobody except for myself. That's just me.
The thing is, it's not even that. They're not even telling you to lay down. They just shooting you. They just shooting you from afar,
right?
While you got your hands up. That's.
Hmm.
And then this new one, the Eric Garner one. This dude is literally getting choked, and this dude said he can't breathe. All right, obviously, if he's getting to a point, if your whole entire point was to choke, doing the choke down. Which is banned, by the way. It's banned. It was banned to begin with. It's been banned for years.
Right.
And even though you are doing restraint, if the whole point of your restraint is to calm the person down or whatever, if they were saying they couldn't breathe or started to get to that point, I would say that means stop doing that shit. You've restricted him enough. You got
right.
your point across. You try to restrict them, bam. But then they want to just keep taking it too far, and they can't breathe, and now they scream harder. And then when the paramedics are there, they don't help the dude.
What?
And yet again, they help him, but they don't help him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just kind of let him die the way out. It's just sad. It's like they do this so they don't have a witness, so the main witness can't speak for themselves. And you got to go, you got to put all these science games, look at the science. The science says that, okay,
what?
Whatever. You know, there's a lot of cases. That person can't speak for themselves. They're officially dead, so you have to go off of what they put together and hear say from the cop.
That's just ridiculous.
It pisses me off. Like, I don't know. I think I told this on the Monday show. Like, as a black man, I've had a point before because people want to be. I was talking. I was on Facebook. I was letting someone know that, you know, don't always point the finger so quick because I've been harassed before. While I had on, while I was dressed the hell up. I was dressed up. I literally just gave this. It was this homeless dude, and you know all these rich, privileged white folks kept walking by him, not helping him out. I sat there and reached in my pocket, you know. And by the way, they were getting ready to go to the VIP line, so obviously they had some freaking money,
right.
Or they were stunned like they had money, whatever, something like that. But walked by this dude. I sat there and reached in my pocket. You know, I'm a college student at the time. Didn't have that much money. I was as a college student, and I give this dude some money. I'm like, man, here, take care of yourself, man. Whatever. You know, matter of fact, there was a corner store right by the spot,
right.
And I actually took him in there and got him something to eat. Like, I just don't play that, man. Like, that could be, like, people don't realize that really could be you tomorrow. And then
that's what I'm saying. People don't understand what you got. You can get taken away as a snap of a finger, blink of an eye.
Yes.
That's why I will never forget where I come from. People be like, oh, your industry now, Nakia, you're modeling, rapping, dancing. I mean, okay, and I can have all that taken away from me in a blink of an eye, but I, you know, I make sure that I pray and I, you know what I'm saying, do what I do. That's just me. Just because I have different beliefs don't mean I don't pray to somebody. I mean, that's just being real. You can't judge me. Judge yourself. Don't judge me. But as
right,
that as you're talking about right now, that's ridiculous. Like, I always help homeless people. I don't care. And, I mean, it's not the point that I help them all the time because they might be on drugs bad. And you got to watch out for stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean,
so
sometimes
that,
I don't
want,
you know,
to take them to get
somebody. You know when to watch out. I mean, that's why, for instance, that, this dude, he told me, hey, he wanted to go to the store, and I brought him, and I told him, clearly he wasn't pulling a stunt because he really was trying to get something to eat. The ones that's like when they write to you about a restaurant or something and they really tell you to get them something to eat and they're serious, that's cool. Like,
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, but going back to that story, what happened, literally after I walked away from there, this cop was giving me the meme mug. Like I was fucked up for helping some person because he was, you know, why is he begging for money? Is he just lazy? Not. We gotta cut that stuff short. The thing that every time somebody is homeless, they're lazy. That's not the case.
Right, that's not the case. It could be anything. You feel me? That's crazy.
Especially like if somebody doesn't have family in their area, or when they don't even have family members that care for them, that's alive still, they have to end up fending for themselves. So you can't sit there and point their finger at them like that.
Right. I feel you on that. That's true. That's just real facts. Now, I'm going to tell you something that really made me mad, though, like before we get to something else. So speaking of which, you know that I'm supposed to be making my new CD called The Other Side of the Mall, Nakia. So, you know, I was talking to this person that owns a record label, and I was telling him about it, and my big mouth obviously told him about it so quick that he said he wouldn't do it because he said it's about an alter ego, and he doesn't do stuff like that. And I told him, I said, so what are you trying to do? He's like, I'm trying to ban you from making that, period. And I'm thinking to myself, nigga, you cannot stop me from making my CD. Like, what the hell? Like, who is you to ban me from making The Other Side of the Mall, Nakia, which is my CD coming out. It's a whole label. And he said, because I have a song called Alter Ego, I can't make it. And I'm thinking to myself, you're an idiot. Like, he said, the industry people are going to be really furious about that one. I'm like, okay, who gives a shit about them? This is about me. Like,
right, but aren't a lot of these people that's in the industry alter egos anyway? Like
when ever Mackie Minaj talks like this and all that.
I mean,
like,
but that's not what it's about. It's not about the other. It's just about the other side
right,
of me.
So,
and it's not per se and saying
so right,
like
so
the evil is talking about me being
is.
A rapper.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a model, but the other side of the model, the key doesn't mean actual evil. It means that I'm a rapper too. I'm music.
Right. And that's,
you know,
and that goes with when people assume,
judge.
You know, what's that phrase? When you assume, you'll make
yes.
you make an ass out of you and me.
Like a jackass.
Alright, so before we get ready to close here in a bit, I want you to let everyone know, if you had 24 hours left, starting from
mm-hmm.
now, left to live,
mm-hmm.
how would you spend those last 24 hours?
To be honest, I would do everything in my power to basically do whatever I wanted to. Like, you know, everything I ever dreamed of is basically do more music, do more shoots, spend it with my daughter, you feel me? The real thing I would do is spend it with my baby girl and my family. But I'm going to be honest about something. My family is corrupt. They're kind of chaos, you feel me? So I can't stand them by far. My mom or my daddy, so I can't stand them, and I hope they're hearing this right now. But like I said, I'd probably spend it with my daughter and just, you know, live my life while I can. Because I'm going to be honest, if I die tomorrow, I would be happy because I live every little thing in my life that I wanted to. I accomplished my goals.
That's how you're supposed to do. You're supposed to live every day to make sure that if your last day was today, that you left some good stuff, man. A lot of people, they think on this, yeah, I'll do it soon. Like, oh, man, whatever. Don't be,
people say
don't live
scared
a life
to die,
of regret.
You feel me? You can't be scared to die because, to be honest with you, your life is hell anyways. So being scared to die is just a myth. I'm not scared to die because I know I lived a great, beautiful, blessed life with a beautiful daughter and everything. Everything I ever dreamed of, I've had. I've traveled all the places I wanted to so far. So I'm good. I've been on TV. Who can ask for anything else more than that? That's a dream come true. Anybody would love to be on TV or do music or modeling, do shoots. I do it all, and I'm blessed, you know. So that's why I said that I've came a long ways, and I'm here to stay until the day I do die. And when I do die, I'm going to be happy and smiling in my grave because I know I accomplished my goals.
Most definitely. All right,
so
well, definitely glad that I have had you on the show. And man, you, for me, it's just wherever you know, I'm glad to see you definitely making some stuff happen, and just continue to be positive, man. Just continue to grow as a person.
And now, Teddy, before you close the conversation, you need to let people know that we're going to be working with each other more often, and I'm supposed to be coming up there to do shoots.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Yes. Go ahead and let them know.
Oh yeah. So. Some of the things we will be doing in the future, she will be coming to visit here too. I can't wait for that.
February.
Well, I'm trying to think it's going to be February now because I've been playing with, like, do I want to do it then? But what I am going to have her do is one of the big shoots I want her to do first that she's going to do for Human Cameras Magazine, and put this on the record so people know, not bullshitting. Vixen Photo, who's in Birmingham, Alabama, who does awesome work, by the way. You know, that's what we'll be pursuing for her to do for the fitness issue, which I'm very glad to do this issue because it kind of, every time in Human Cameras, I always do stuff that where people never see what I'm going to do next. They always like, wait, I wasn't ready for this. You threw this at us, like, Because that's the whole point. Like, these magazines, so a lot of these magazines are too predictable, and they do the same thing over and over and over again, or they just try to do stuff just to be like everybody else and not stand out. Even if my idea is not completely brand new, I would do my own little twist on everything, and it comes out to where I try to do the same thing twice or do it the exact same way every time. So this will be the first time I'm doing this in the issue. And the main reasons why she would be in that issue is because of both she works out hard and she's a vegetarian. So we definitely want to kind of highlight that in the magazine and show people, man, because that's what it's all about. And a lot of people need inspiration, what better way than to have a whole issue dedicated to fitness and having people kind of share some of their story or how you can basically make your way to being on that path.
Now tell them about my social sites too, so you can go ahead and put that one.
Oh yes, yeah, so that's what you do. I do. Before I say it, because there's a phrase you say here all the time about the social networks. We always talk about let them know how they can stalk you, and when we say stalk, we say it. Let me tell you what we mean by stalk. We say stalk because anyone can follow your page. Anyone can hit like. But when you think of a stalker doesn't just follow you. They know your every move or whatever. So in this case, when I say stalker, I mean people who like your page and follow it. But they support your every move. And heck, you put a calendar out to buy, they go buy the calendar. You put a magazine out to buy, they buy the magazine. Not the crazy kind of stalkers that try to kill you or whatever, but the ones that...
Oh, they're on the computer and they're looking at your pictures and jacking their dick. That's a stalker.
Right.
All they're tapping on your window and saying, oh, I'm
good. Let's put this up again. A good stalker. A good stalker is, again, being the people who...
You know, my mom.
Because, again, I mean, everybody... You know how everybody just follows you. They just hit the follow button and they'll never hit retweet or anything. It's like you're wasting space by... I'm not going to say you're wasting space, but... Don't be shy and not say nothing, you know, because even though you hit like to support, sometimes we like to hear feedback just to let us know, hey, we see you. And it helps us connect with the fans when people do that. So I guess I will do it, Nakia. All right, so let me get my little thing up with her links. So here we go, everyone. As far as how you can find Miss Nakia, it's several different ways. First, I go in order that I have it at Twitter. Twitter, you can find her at Nakia, that's NakiaThamodel6. That's Nakia the Model 6 on Twitter. Facebook, search the THA Model Nakia and go to you guys facebook.com/TheModelNakia. I'll take you straight to her fan page. Instagram is the same thing, the Model Nakia, spelled the same way. And then on Dustbot is Nakia Mango. So different ways you can support her.
And Facebook is also Nakia Mango too. Setting.
It's supportive, man. Oh yes, I mentioned your face. I mentioned your fan page. Didn't mention your regular page. Yes,
my regular page is Nakia Mango.
Regular page is Nakia Mango. So definitely, check her out, man. Show love. Always show love to Miles' account to her, man, and just let them know. Heck, you know, or if you don't have anything to say at the moment, hit like, and then just think of some good stuff to say and say it.
Right.
I didn't shout out that you have worked with. Shout out to D. Heath, man. D. Heath, you're a good man. Always showing love with Urban Life over there. See you. Shout out to the Mix Show 256.
Yeah.
And Miss Envy, man. And shout out to Bill Cunningham Show. Actually, the second person I met that's on Dustbot that was on Bill Cunningham Show.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Model.
I love the show.
She was on there, and that was, she had a hot-ass mess episode. So,
I did, too.
Again,
mine was horrible.
So. Yeah. We definitely appreciate you coming through, listening to the show. As always,
you're welcome.
Definitely want you to support Nakia, man. This is a good woman, man. She's really supporting people. And if you want to work with her, let her know too. But be serious about when you get ready to work with her. Don't be just doing it. Just be the same. So just be saying it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That being said, y'all know what we get ready to do, man. But to roll on out, and we remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, my special guest, the Kid the Model. And every hump day at the dusk, we give y'all another message. That's our public service announcement. And that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we are going on out. Peace. Right. I'm hungry as hell. I'm about to go ram sex and food.
Bye, Ceddy.